Yeah, I can't wait to come down. I hope the weather's good. And I just want everyone to know that when I come to do this stuff, if anyone's disappointed, I'll make sure I sign everything for everyone.
No, good for you. Now, the new book, tell us about the book.
Basically, I've done it a bit different this time, where there's two love stories going on at the same time. A bit like the film The Notebook as well. I don't know if any of you've seen The Notebook. It's where, you know, you can't forget your first love. We'll together, won't they? Because there's lots of obstacles in the way to stop them.
Who inspired you about the main character, Liberty, isn't she?
Yes. Well, obviously, she was a single parent like I was. So then, and then, obviously, her child comes first and she meets different guys. And then, obviously, she can't forget her first love. But she goes off to get married but still wants her first love. So there's that story. And then her daughter meets somebody in the same place where her mum did, and she falls in love with a guy, and yeah, there's like,
so there's a bit about yourself together. A bit about yourself and the characters. And
well, the book's not about me at all, but there are certain, and obviously I've lived in LA, so yeah, there's bits like that. Yeah,
so you take us to glamorous locations in America and of course back to England.
Set in Brighton from where I'm
set in Brighton. Well, is there a film director involved in this?
Zach.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. And that's who Liberty marries.
Ah,
okay. All for the wrong reason.
Yeah. So is there a message in here? I suppose, you know, to young women reading this book, one or two dangers highlighted.
I would just say never give up. And it's never too late. You know, if you've got a first love out there and you want them back.
You know, good advice for me.
Always fight for it, yes.
Yeah, OK.
So being a model, you have to always look your best and that. So on Saturday... on Saturday, how long does it normally take you to get ready in the morning?
Well, today I did daybreak and I'm literally... Because I've come back from holiday, I'm so brown, I can't even put makeup on. So I haven't even got foundation for my skin. So and obviously I'm heavily pregnant at the moment, so I'll just be waddling along. I'll be rolling into the signing.
Is everything on track, Katie? You feel, apart from the past couple of days, but everything's going well?
Everything's going well, yeah.
Good.
I couldn't be happier. And obviously, I always say to people, it's good to keep busy.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting around doing nothing. What's good to be busy.
But, I mean, babies do have an impact. How many times have we heard mums say, oh, it's all right, he or she's not going to have an impact on my life? They do, don't they? They call the shots, don't they?
Well, I'm on my fourth one, so I'm stuck. But I'm sure I'm experienced enough to know what it's like.
Yeah. How long have you got left?
I'm in my third trimester now.
So not long.
So I haven't got long. I haven't given anyone the due date. Well, I've got lots coming out, but it's weeks away. It can just drop out whenever, really.
Is it boy or girl, or have you not revealed?
Do you know what? I nearly just said.
Tell me what it was.
I know what it is. And,
surprise.
It's a surprise, because we don't want our family to know. We want it to be a surprise.
That's nice.
So I'm trying to get everything cream at the moment, so no one can guess what it is.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Lastly, any beauty tips that you can give the girls in Somerset?
Beauty tips?
Yeah, any quick fix beauty tips?
Always take your makeup off at night. Never go to bed wearing your makeup. And use a good moisturiser. I'm so tanned and my skin's a bit dry. I was going to ask you that.
What spray tanning products would you recommend out of everything if I ever spoke to you? So.
You know, I haven't used a spray tan because they say not to use fake tan when you're pregnant.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
But they say some beds are okay, so I've been on a couple of them. But obviously, I've just come back from holiday, so
you
I'm nice
to.
And brown.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm a bit too brown.
But this the moisturising, of course, Katie, it's good for the blokes as well, isn't it? Because we're being encouraged as males to use... Because, I mean, skin is skin, after all.
Exactly. I think men should always smell good and they should look after themselves like what women do. There's no excuse for a man to let themselves go. They should trim in the right areas. They should smell good.
Definitely.
Use moisturiser. You know, they expect us women to be like it, so they should be like it too.
Sounds solid advice. Well, I do my best.